You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Town needs around $46 million each year to keep up on its street maintenance. Looks like the city admits that they're a little behind. It's a record-setting pothole winter.
Yeah, they still out there.
So to date, $17 million has been allocated to repairing the streets. They've got a big push to get these streets resurfaced. There's about $12 million in contracts out there. Hopefully everything will be finalized by the end of May to get these streets taken care of.
Man, one of these potholes got me. What was that, in January? My rim was torn because of one of these potholes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, the whole rim torn. You know how big of a pothole that is?
Is your street on the list for repair? Looks like Berry Road and Northland, Red Bridge, South KC, Warnell, 75th to 79th, Bradbury.
Well, what about the hood?
There's a whole list.
All right.
I put it up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Click on it. And you'll see it's probably about 50 or 60 streets on there that they're going to be resurfacing.
The hood better be on there. That's what I know.
I'm sure it is, dude.
Worrying about all these all other streets. We need the infrastructure in the inner city to be right. You feel me? And I mean it. Council members, Mayor Sly James, I know you only got a couple months left, fam, but you got to get on top of this.
I just told you the whole plan that they got.
Okay,
you go.
When I check the list,
there's no need for all that.
When I check the list top to bottom, the hood better be on there. All right? That's all I know.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. More showers. Right now, you're cloudy at 53 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
The 2019 Billboard Music Awards were handed out in Las Vegas last night. Of course, it was hosted by Kelly Clarkson. Cardi B led the nominees with 21 nominations in 18 different categories. However, it was Drake who was the history maker last night. He became the most awarded artist in Billboard history. Took home 12. Also, child, look. Folk been dragging Taylor Swift.
Mayo Swift.
By her edges ever since she performed her brand new single, Me. I've never heard the song, but apparently she was jacking Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had a all-white marching band.
Oh, for real, though?
Come out.
For real? Are you serious?
At her performance, and a lot of folk felt like it was kind of a straight jack of Beachella.
She can go to hell with that.
So instead of Beachella, they've been calling it Mayo-cella.
This is trash.
Well, there is a drum line in this.
I don't care. Beyonce
there
started
There is a drum
that.
Pattern in this.
Okay, it's drums in every song. All right? Okay?
Like, nutcase.
Get out of here. See, this is why Kanye went in on you in 2009. That's why nobody likes you.
So you bringing Kanye into this conversation?
Come on, Kanye. I'm going to accept him back just for this so we can get this Taylor Swift slander cracking. Why would
really
she do Beyonce
have,
like that?
But it really does have the
Coachella's stuff just dropped a week or two ago, and you gonna come out with this? Girl, get out of here. They always trying to bite what we do. Always. It's from the history of time. Rock and roll, hip-hop, R&B, soul. We started all this, and this is the thanks we get.
TMZ is reporting that Raz B of B2K was arrested in Minneapolis for domestic violence, Brian.
Wow.
Now, apparently, the allegations include strangulation of his girlfriend.
Come on, dog.
He been wilding, though, a lot. He went online last week and I was watching this. I was like, is he all right?
Razz, he wants his glasses back.
I hate when glasses. People talk in third person about themselves.
Razz. I want my glasses. The girls in Dallas left my hotel room with my glasses on.
Yo, fam. My man's needs some help.
Did another video of him dancing with a lady in the club.
Yeah, I saw that. That
reverse
was crazy.
Cowgirl style. Yeah, like, I was dog, like,
come on, dog. You ain't supposed to do that. But.
Oh, my God.
Old boy might need some help, though. For real. You know, this might be going back to the Chris Stokes stuff, too. You know, yes. All of that can have an effect on you later
he's
on
the,
down
he's
the road.
He's the only member out the group that says that he was touched by man. Chris Stokes.
So he might need some real help. We need, you know, Dr. RJ or something to holler at him.
Trying to tell you.
Real.
So, Jaden Smith is set to play Kanye in an upcoming series.
What?
Mm-hmm. The series is called Omniverse. It's going to air on Showtime. It's a limited half-hour anthology, which will examine perception. So, he's going to be playing Kanye's alternate reality ego.
Okay.
I like Jaden. He likes to do little strange things. You know, he's not afraid to tap into, you know, whatever.
When I look at stuff, and I'm happy for him and proud of him, and that's good and everything, but just when I look at biographies and stuff like this, I like to see the person look like the person who they're portraying.
They don't always have to, though. If they're a good actor or actress, it can work. Because you know why? Angela Bassett looks nothing like Tina Turner.
Oh, but she pulled it off, boy.
Right. So if now, you're good.
I feel like she did look like her, though. In the movie, they did. Like I feel like they did a good job with the makeup and the wardrobe and
Tina
all that.
Tina is way lighter than Angela Bassett. They don't look alike. You know what I'm saying?
She
but,
did that,
But
though.
She did it. You know, if you're good enough, you can forget it.
Bush.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because of these Chiefs fans. I don't want y'all to take it personal, but they need to let it go. Tyreek Hill is history. You know, ain't no sense in being optimistic about it. He's done. I mean, he's going to be on the commissioner exempt list. You got to move on somewhere. So, you know, we might well just, you know, look forward to something else because Tyreek Hill's a done deal.
Well, to be fair, in those recordings that was released, he never admitted to breaking the kid's arm. He didn't. I think they're keeping him around because of what happened with Kareem Hunt last year. We let him go. All of a sudden, he gets picked up by the Browns, and he's being looked at in a good light now. So, you know, there's nothing like a good comeback story, a good redemption story. So I think that's why the Chiefs are hanging on to him right now.
But he admitted to hitting the kid in the chest, chastising.
Yeah.
I mean, if they allow that, I'm telling them they're going to get a big backlash. However you want to look at it, he's going to be gone at least a year or more. I'm looking at it more because of the child situation.
All right. Who's this?
This is Deron.
Deron, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, I got invited to the Young Leaders of the NAACP. They had a mixer on top of this building on 30th. It's right across the street from Ruby Jeans.
So truth.
It's a nice space. I wouldn't mind having your birthday party there. In August.
You know, let me think about that.
We can get it catered by Ruby Jeans. We have a healthy fare instead of, you know, we usually be, you know, going hammer time.
They got a healthy Rotel.
I can't do you.
Vegan Rotel, gluten-free Rotel.
We could benefit from that if they do. We certainly could. I got a chance to hang out with a lot of people that I met, a lot of people that I have never seen before in my life.
That's what a mixer is.
I bought some stuff. They had vendors there.
Uh-huh.
And I bought some stuff. I bought some cookies from this lady.
Oh.
And
where they at?
They in my pocketbook. As a matter of fact, they right here.
Chocolate chip?
Yeah, they are. Oh, this one broke.
It don't matter. It can get eaten either way.
They right there. And I bought some kind of face cream from this lady.
Oh.
Let me see what it is.
The unveiling. Live
and I told her it smelled like a Chico stick. And she told me she had never had a Chico stick in her life.
Them peanut butter joints to my
dinner? Coconut. Peanut butter flavoring.
Oh, okay.
But it's primarily coconut. And she said she had never had a Chico stick. And I said, where were you born in the community?
I've seen them. I've never eaten one.
What?
Yeah.
Then basically she called me old.
Oh, dang.
She was like, you know, those are old snacks.
Like Boston baked beans and, you know, stuff like that.
I was actually offended, but, you know, I said, you know what? I'm still going to sew it to your business, Miss Lady. Put that in the bag.
Put it in the bag and take this dollar, right? That's all I'm giving you is a dollar.
But it really smells good.
Nothing else.
It smells like a Chico stick.
So you said that's face cream?
Yeah, it says face moisturizer. Mm. Coconut oil, cocoa butter.
That's right on time for you,
Vitamin E. You know, because I got this thing on my face.
Yeah. Using them at-home products that you're doing.
No, it's not at-home. It was Sally Hansen. I caught myself trying to wax my face myself, and then I wind up ripping off the tiniest upper layer of skin off of my face, and now it's trying to heal, y'all, but you can see it.
When she came in here on Monday... It was Depression City. I said, fam, what is that? Did you get burned or something? No, I ripped my skin off. Oh, man.
So I'm going to use this. It's called Montiel's.
I hope it worked for you.
Skincare and aromatherapy.
You got to get that taken care of.
But it smells like a Chico stick. I like it.
You got Bounce TV later.
We sure do.
Yeah, you got to get that taken care of, fam. Pronto.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Brian, you know we love a story of overcoming. I am like the underdog of life. That's what I consider myself. Mm. And I love to hear the stories of other folks who are taking life head on and pushing forward. We're talking with 15-year-old wig maker Trenton Lee this morning and his mama, Janina Jennings.
How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Get you right in front of this microphone. There we go.
Yeah. Thank y'all for coming on this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Brian, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the video that's out there of Trenton. He was at BeautyCon in New York City and got a chance to meet Cardi B.
Wow. The Kansas City connection. She get her two most important things from here now. The music.
And her wig.
You know what I'm saying? How did that feel, you know, linking up with Cardi?
Oh my gosh, it was just such an amazing experience. She is so humble. She gave me some amazing tips, basically saying to forget about the haters in the Cardi way. You know, she has to be really extra with it. So I was like, yes, I love her so much. And it's always been a dream to, you know, get to talk to her and get to connect with her. And the fact that it happened, it's like amazing.
So you've got an awesome story, Trenton, of how you took a path that many young men don't take, and that's to make wigs. He's experienced a lot of bullying, Brian. We're going to get into that personal story coming up in just a little bit.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Periods of rain is going to be going on today. Cloudy at 52 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Fitness entrepreneur Sean T. You remember him. Insanity.
All you need to do is tilt, tuck, and tighten.
41 years old today. Versace, Donatella Versace, is 64 today, B. Mm. And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Uh-huh.
47 years old. He looking good. He all tight still.
He been doing the abs training with the hip-hop dude, the hip-hop abs. Happy
and birthday. Oh, rapper, actor, comedian, DC Young Fly is 28.
Happy birthday, everybody born on May 2nd.
This is sad news. My girl Remy Ma turned herself into police on Wednesday in connection with that alleged attack on her Love and Hip Hop co-star Brittany Taylor. This happened at 12:30 yesterday. She was charged with third-degree assault. Her bail was set at just $1,500, and she was released just hours after.
You was acting all tough and hardcore, you.
She could thug it out. She'd be all right.
I'ma peel your face off like a grape. Stop, Brian. Trenton just looked at me like, did she just say that?
Yeah, she did. She did. She said this too.
That's all you got to do is react. Stop. Stop talking back. Stop, Brian. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. He's 15, Brian. He doesn't need to be subjected to this.
Right. He knows what's going on.
Bun B and his wife talked about the home invasion that happened. Apparently, the wife thought that there was going to be a delivery made, but here she is talking about it in detail.
At the moment, it was unreal because we had just made it home within 20 minutes. So I heard the doorbell, and at that time, it's usually UPS, Amazon, or FedEx, and they only ring it one time and leave. So I walked down the steps. I couldn't see him.
But she never answers the door.
But I never answered
only
the door.
Only I answered the door.
I looked up because I'm looking down to retrieve a package. So when I looked up, he had the gun right here. And so he was backing me back and at the same time locking the door. So he was trying to lead me up my steps, and I was like, I can't go up these steps because he going to catch Bond on the toilet. Both of us going to be dead. He got to kill one of us. So I fell at the bottom of the steps and slid to the floor. I balled up in a knot. The barrel of the gun was so cold. He was like, give me what you got. He looks over and notices I have a bedroom. So when I seen him looking towards the bedroom, I started saying, just take my car. Because I didn't want him to take me in that bedroom and rape me and do whatever he wanted to do. Both of us heard the footsteps. Then that's when he goes, who is that up there? I say, that's my husband.
At this point, I'm moving. Because I hear what's
hear
going on and I'm moving.
Steps that Bond is headed to get the gun. So I'm steady screaming, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. He said, I'm going to kill you if you come down. I say, Bond, don't come down. When I noticed when I said Bond, he startled, and that's when he asked me for the keys to my car.
Unfortunately, I wasn't the one that had to confront him in the moment. She was. And I'm, like, so proud of her for, you know, not only how she handled herself. Her only thought was to protect me. Because in the moment, her assumption is that this person has come to get me.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, that's kind of scary. You come home 20 minutes, and then, you know, next thing you know, you got somebody in your house with a gun. But I thought that was Cicely Tyson.
She do got the older lady voice. I ain't gonna lie. I was startled by that. I said, did they get
Bun,
your mama?
Bun is what, about 50? Whose mama did you say?
I'm opting out of this conversation right now. That would be an opt out. We'll be back.
We glad Bun B made it out of that, him and his
for
wife.
For real, that's a serious situation. Yeah, for real, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit, but that's definitely serious.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Live, local, and lit, talking to the 15-year-old wig maker Trenton Lee. He's from right here in the town, Brian.
Yeah.
Awesome talent, humble young man, who's been given a bunch of opportunities to highlight his talent. Now, let's take it back, Trenton, to where you got this love for hair from.
I've always had a passion for hair ever since I was 2 years old. And believe it or not, I used to swing around toilet paper, imagining that it was hair. Yeah, so something about the motion of it is something that I've always loved. And throughout that, you know, I was severely bullied throughout almost all my years of school. And my passion is always to make people feel beautiful. So from, you know, everything that I experienced when people young ages telling me not to play with, you know, the Barbie dolls, I didn't even like the Barbie doll. I liked the hair on the Barbie doll. So, you know, just being harassed and taunted, you know, I wanted to turn, you know, all of that build up and turn it into something that can make somebody else feel beautiful.
Unfortunately, bullying is a major problem in our society right now, and it seems as if you've persevered through this. To someone who is in your shoes, maybe they're a little younger than you, what do you say to them to help them get through the situation that they're in now?
To always know your worth, stay confident. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? God made you for who you are. You have to live in your truth. Don't let anybody control you or define who you are, because you are the only you. So you want to be the best you that you can be. Stay strong.
So he's made some wigs for some, you know, high profile people. Cardi B, Masika, Tashina Arnold, BDB child for Martin. He made a wig.
Number mama biscuits.
But a lot of this, you've been doing these wigs for free for these people, yeah, for exposure. And we got to try to get this young man some money in his pocket, child.
Go ahead, Shay, hook him up.
Hold on, I just got like $13. Oh. He need more than that. So we're going to figure this thing out and see how we can support you as a community to really get this business thriving.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talented 15-year-old wig maker Trenton Lee on the show this morning.
Yes.
I got to follow you on Instagram. He got over 18,000 followers, B.
He got more followers than us. He got more money than us. He got more connects than us. What we going to do with that?
I'm glad you brought up the money. That's actually a misnomer, Brian.
What?
He's been making a lot of these wigs for people absolutely free.
Oh, no. We got to hook you up, fam.
So, I don't know if you know about bundles. I know you got little girls you mess with. How many bundles you done bought?
None that I know of.
You ain't bought any bundles?
No.
Bundles? Of course. You know, like, my bundles, I'm just a regular girl. My bundles are like $350.
Yeah, you just go natural. But for the sake of Trenton right here, go ahead and hook him up, though. Go ahead and
seriously,
buy him a nice little 350 pack.
So his mom, Janina, has really been, you know, walking this walk with him, mm-hmm, and trying to assist him in doing something that could potentially wind up being a huge business for him. Mm-hmm. But because he's seen in videos with Cardi B and Masika and all of these folks, people think that, you know, he's rich.
Yeah. Mother, I want to know, how did you kind of cultivate him into him making hair like this?
You know what? I have to really just put the ball in Trenton's court, because this wasn't something that just happened here in the last year, the last 2 years. This kid has, you know, had a passion for what is now, I understand it, as hair. Ever since he was 2 years old, I just kind of noticed a lot of things that, you know, were a little concerning. And I don't know if we're going to speak about it, but the whole toilet paper story.
Toilet tissue.
That was a true story in our house. He would take toilet paper and it would be drawn throughout the whole house. And at that time, you know, I told him, I said, boy, you know, do we need to go to the Dollar Tree and go buy you some toilet paper for
that's
Christmas?
True for you.
That's right. True story. I said, we went and bought a little pack of toilet paper. I said, now you sit right here and you play with toilet paper. But that just one thing, and, you know, I know we don't have that much time, but it just one thing led into the other. But as you know, the world can have a lot of stereotypes, and, you know, gender roles are true. It was difficult being able to bring hair things into a home without people don't quite understand that. So it looks as if, why do we have a Rapunzel doll, you know? And even I had to question myself a lot of times, and I beat myself up about it, because I thought, gosh, what is this? What is going on? But as time went on, I realized that it wasn't the doll he was after. It was the hair. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he was the only child in the house, so he wasn't able to sneak and go and play with a cousin's toy. So and one thing led to another, just through, you know, different things that we all experience in life, whether it be ups and downs. One of the things that I noticed is that in trying times, Trenton always had a piece of hair in his hand. Mm-hmm. Even as a young tot. So just again, one thing led to another, and it wasn't probably until he was about 11 or 12 years old that I just really turned around and embraced it and said, wow, this kid has gifted hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just really started letting him express it. And, gosh.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trenton's IG is Trenton's Lux Couture. Let me go and follow him.
Say it again, Shay.
Trenton's Lux Couture.
We have to show it up because it's really, really.
Yes. So follow him on Instagram and you'll see some of his work, Brian. He actually hand dyes the bundles himself. They are absolutely beautiful. I don't typically wear colored hair.
Yeah.
Just because I'm kind of conservative.
But you will though.
But right. That's what I was just saying. I may move into that, have him make me a wig and actually pay for it. Cause all these other people who got real money, they ain't been paying him.
Trenton, go ahead and hook Shay with a nice, you know, dark burgundy. Nice burgundy color.
Do you think that'll look nice on me, Trenton? What do you imagine for me? Look at that.
Take your time.
He's putting his eye on me.
Take your time.
I think you should do a neutralized dark blonde.
Blondes have more fun.
And maybe like a bob with some like loose waves.
Put some baby hair on. Do all that.
I got baby hair. So, Mom, there is a GoFundMe that you guys have set up to kind of help to facilitate Trenton through his wig making.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. It was actually connected. For those that don't know, he was recently in New York.
Yes,
and he was for BeautyCon.
We're going to post it up on
our
socials.
Right, we'll post it up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page.
I'll give it to you guys and we'll shoot it out there.
We'll
but
get
I
it.
Graciously we'll appreciate post. That.
Thank you so much, Trent Lee, and continue to be an inspiration around town, fam.
Thank you so much.
We are so proud of you. Continue to live your best life and be yourself. Don't ever let anybody take you off of who you are.
Yes.
There are going to be people who are going to try to do that. Don't listen to them. They're just putting their insecurities on themselves on you.
Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, you know this. We're barbecue snobs here in Kansas City. Woo. Literally, a barbecue baptism happens for all boys and girls, around 10 years old?
That's right. You get, you know, the barbecue brush sprayed over your head, and bada bing, bada boom, you in there.
Steven Reichlin, a barbecue aficionado, got a brand new book called The Brisket Chronicles, how to barbecue, braise, smoke, and cure the world's most epic cut of meat.
Good morning, Steven.
Good morning.
Now, I'm reading your book here, and you have all type of recipes in here for brisket, which is one of Kansas City's glory meats, I would like to call it. Especially the brisket point where the burnt ends are made from. Now, for my barbecuers out here in Kansas City, which there are aplenty, give us your number one tip for trying to cook a brisket.
Well, first of all, patience. That is the most important thing. You cannot rush the process. It takes a long time. When you can barbecue a brisket, you can barbecue anything.
Mm. So, Steven, how did you get your barbecue acumen?
I got the call to barbecue about 20 years ago. It was a simple idea, travel around the world and document how people grill in different countries and cultures. That led to a book called The Barbecue Bible. That came out and it just took off, and there I was in barbecue. Brisket Chronicles, I've been thinking about a long time because brisket really is the Mount Everest of barbecue. You know, pork shoulder, very easy to barbecue. Ribs, everybody can do. But to really nail a brisket, it takes skill, it takes time, patience, and effort, as you guys well know in Kansas City.
In your book, you have a Joe's Kansas City style brisket recipe, which I am very intrigued because Joe's Kansas City is one of my favorite barbecue spots here. What is the key to getting a good smoke ring in your brisket?
Well, a good smoke ring comes by having a clean fire and using natural hardwood. You guys in Kansas City, you like hickory and apple.
Yeah.
And elsewhere in the country, in Texas, they like oak. Down in Arizona, they like mesquite. But the important thing is to have a clean fire. When you look at the smoke rising from the chimney of your pit, you want to see kind of a pale blue smoke. If it's a black smoke or a white smoke, it's not a good fire. So that is really the key. And the other thing is, you know, you want to kiss the meat with smoke. You don't want to overpower it. And that's what Jeff Staney does so well at Joe's.
Talking with Steve Reichlin, known as the Julia Child of barbecue. You've experienced all the barbecue that America has to offer. If you could rank the top three cities for barbecue, how would you rank them? And hold on while I reach for something if Kansas City's not
be
number
careful,
one.
Be careful, Steven.
Exactly.
Well, Kansas City has to take number one.
Yeah.
About it. And then I would say Austin, Texas, number two. Number three is going to be Brooklyn, New York.
What?
Really? Where in Brooklyn?
Well, Hometown Barbecue in Brooklyn. You know, the amazing thing that has happened with barbecue and with brisket is that used to be you had to go to Kansas City or Texas to get a good one. And now, thanks to the brisket, what I call the brisket revolution or the brisket renaissance, you can find excellent brisket in places you'd never dream you'd find it, like Charleston, South Carolina, or Brooklyn, New York, or Portland, Oregon, or Chicago.
Well, Steven, when you come here to Kansas City, hit my line, and I'll take you on a nice barbecue tour of my top five barbecue spots here in the town, and we'll treat you.
I would love to know what your top five spots are.
All right.
I know you're supposed to be interviewing me, but how about if I interview you?
That's fine. Number five is Q39. Number four is Jack Stack. Number three is Joe's Kansas City. Number two is Gates. And my number one is LC's. I don't know if you've been there, but good Lord.
I have been to all five. I have been to all five of them. Hey, I walk the walk here. I do my research.
In other words, he's a G in these streets.
Yes,
that's
you
right.
are. Do you coincide with that top five? You got any issues with it?
I might reorder it a little bit, but certainly all of those would be in my top five.
All right. Make sure you check out my man, Steve Reichlin. Get his book, The Brisket Chronicles, available everywhere. Thank you so much, Steven, for joining us on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Well, thank you. And if I may just tell you my website in case people want more information, it is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com. Sign up for my Up and Smoke newsletter, a free weekly newsletter that has lots of tips about brisket, barbecue, and beyond. And on Facebook, I'm Steven Reichlin, StevenRaichlin. Twitter and Instagram are S. Reichlin.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. More rain on the way. Cloudy at 52 right now at the Grand View Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
2019 Billboard Music Awards were handed out last night in Las Vegas. Kelly Clarkson hosted the affair, and Drake walked away with a history-making 12 awards. Now, the controversy associated with last night's awards was Taylor Swift. So she's got a new song called Mean, and she brought out a marching band. A lot of folk on
just
Twitter
biting.
Felt like she was biting Beyonce.
She is.
And her Beachella performance.
Listen to this weak-ass song.
Ryan! But listen to the drum pattern. I can see why she brought the marching band.
You can see that?
Well, yeah.
I can't do it no more. Kanye told her about... No. Hold on, Shay. Kanye told us about this fraud 10 years ago at the MTV Music Awards. He told us about it.
This is so...
Fraudulent.
You're very hot.
You know why? Because I'm just tired of us, our culture, getting stolen from us. Literally. That's a...
Beyonce did not invent the drum line.
Fam. Who else had a drum line at a performance? The Coachella joint just dropped a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, however long it was, and she want to come out and bite.
So people were on Twitter calling it hashtag Mayochella.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's so mean. Whatever. Y'all leave Taylor Swift alone.
Nah,
she's a nice girl.
No, I don't care how nice she is. She need to get out of here.
Raz B from B2K was arrested in Minneapolis
for
domestic violence against his girlfriend. So the young lady took some photos of her alleged injuries as evidence. He was placed into jail in Minneapolis. It was a stop on the tour that they're on, the Millennium Tour.
A young man needs some help if this is true. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, going back to the stuff with the Chris Stokes stuff, and I just feel like he never really got over that because they kind of forced an apology out of him. It was a weird video they had him make, and, you know, I'm sorry, you know, he really didn't do that. We don't know what's going on with him.
10 more stops are on the tour. It'll end up in Vegas May 26th. Mm. So, Jaden Smith is going to be playing Kanye West in an upcoming Showtime series.
They don't even match.
Why?
He don't look like Kanye.
You don't have to look like Kanye.
But that's just me, though. Like, that's why I like the OJ versus the People miniseries so much, because everybody looked like everybody so much
you
on that series.
You think that Cuba Gooding Jr. looks like?
Hold on. With the exception of him, but he didn't have that many parts in it. He wasn't in it that long. But the Johnny Cochran, the Marsha Clark, the Christopher Darden, all of those were spot on. Judge Ito, he was spot on as well.
You got to let your imagination fly free, Brian.
I can't do that. That ain't my type of height.
You must.
Denzel and Malcolm. Now that was a match made in heaven.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.